told him on credit, Daddy just smiled. I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said some things just glitter and shine.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106, 534 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. Still to come on the program, Greg Cook, he's running for Supreme Court here in Alabama. That's in the next hour. Robert Atterholt, he's congressman from the 4th Congressional District, going to give us his outlook on next Tuesday. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. Wrapping up with my good friend Sean Ross, as we do every Wednesday here on the Jeff Poore Show. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Always a pleasure when he comes on, talks to this audience. But anytime you get a former governor on, former Governor Don Siegelman joining us on the line. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. And it's good to talk to my friends in the Gulf Coast area of Mobile, my hometown, and it's good to be back with you.
Well, before we get to the riveting election stuff, we'll harken back to 1999. I'm watching, so in Mobile, Governor, we share a media market with Pensacola. And Pensacola, they have the Florida Lottery because they're in Florida, obviously. But they're also got this Powerball jackpot. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go down to your local retailer of choice to go get a take a shot at a big jackpot that's coming up around the corner.
Yes, and it, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I did. In 1999, I was campaigning all over the state, urging people to vote for the education lottery that I had proposed, which would have allowed people to buy Powerball tickets at their local grocery store or convenience store. And, you know, we've given away billions of our dollars to Georgia and Florida so their kids could get educated, so their kids could get better jobs, so their kids could provide a better life for their families. You know, we look like total buffoons by not having an education lottery. But it's not all Alabama citizens' fault. It's the fault of the greedy special interests. I'm going to throw dog track owners, the Poarch Creek Indians, the Choctaw Indians, all into that category, because they are the ones who blocked the lottery in 1999. You know, their greed for money led to our children being deprived of the hope and the belief that if they worked hard and stayed in school, that they could make something of themselves, that they could get a college scholarship for free, they could get job training, they could get a job at Boeing or Mercedes and provide for their families. So I'm sorry, I'm taking up too much time talking about this, but let me just close by saying, I told you so, Alabama.
Well, I mean, and you're not wrong here, but I think, Governor, maybe things change. The dog tracks there, the state seems to be cracking down on them a little more on the tax end and on what kind of gaming they can offer. I don't know. The Poarch Creeks are always going to be there. They're always, I think, going to have some kind of Mississippi influence there, but it does seem like maybe we're going to at least get closer to a lottery, if anything.
Well, just one quick comment. You know, we need a vote on the lottery. We need a vote on sports gaming. We need a vote on casinos. They ought to all be separate issues, and they all ought to be, you know, the casinos ought to be publicly bid. They shouldn't be handed out these special, you know, billion-dollar awards to the dog track owners of the Poarch Creek Indians. If they want to bid on a casino, let them get in with Harrods and other people who know how to run casinos, and let's have a fair shake for the people of Alabama.
Governor, we'll get into the realm of politics. There's not a whole lot of intrigue in Alabama. I do think, though, Democrats perhaps have the best opportunities to pick up seats, particularly in Huntsville. I think there's a couple of House seats up there. Then the one in Montgomery. But other than that, do you see any bright spots? Or are you? What do you think is a good night for Alabama Democrats on Tuesday?
Probably to have it over with. But the Democrats have got to work their way back into the political arena, and it's going to be a slow trudge. I mean, we've got some good House people running for House seats. Some are running in impossible districts where there's just no hope for a Democrat to be elected. And others have been discouraged from even qualifying to run because they know, you know, handwriting is on the wall. You know, Republicans are voting in lockstep, voting straight ticket, and not giving even a seriously qualified Democrat a chance to be considered. So we've got to get over this hump. You know, it used to be the same way with Democrats. You know, if you were running for office in Alabama, you had to be a Democrat, and the primaries determined who was going to win the general election. And now the flip side of that is for the most part true. We do have a few seats where there are qualified Democrats who are contesting qualified Republicans, and we'll see what happens next Tuesday.
Well, they've had a leadership change. I mean, Chris Inglewood took his hand at it and did not get a lot of traction. Seems to be kind of the old regime back in charge. I mean, as long as that's the case, is this just something Democrats are going to have to figure out how to work with?
Yes. There are proposals to change the structure of the Democratic Party to shake things up. And I'm hopeful that over the next couple of years, Democrats will come together and realize that they've got to basically implode the state Democratic Party structure and start over again and with something new and different that gives young, enthusiastic people an opportunity to get elected to county committees and the state committee.
Joined by former Governor Don Singelman here on the program National Politics. Let's look at that. Not expected to be a great night for Democrats, but I mean, when are these midterms ever really, really strong for the party that's in the White House? And that's rare. Everybody, I guess 2002 was the last time we saw this be any different, but that was a different era, a different time, a lot of things going on. What do you think? Where do you think Congress is going to wind up when we're looking at this a week from today?
Jeff, I don't know. My hope is that, in the few highly contested Senate races we'll see how things. I mean, all I can do as a Democrat is hope that the best person wins. I think we've got some good candidates running in those contested Senate seats. You Pennsylvania, Fetterman against the Wizard of Oz, and we've got. We've got some good candidates, and we'll just see what the people in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Arizona and Georgia and Nebraska, what they, how things shake out.
What do you think, though? It's interesting to watch, particularly Democrats, but even Republicans, but, Bill Clinton, after 94, you saw him moderate a little. You saw the triangulation, as they called it. Obama did not do that, but both went on to win their reelection bids. If you're Joe Biden and this turns out to be a big Republican night, well, what do you do? Do you looking toward 2024, regardless if he runs or not, obviously you're going to have a Democrat on the ticket no matter what. Does he need to respond to this, or does he just stick to his guns?
No, I think Joe Biden is, he's been around a long time. He's a pragmatist, and, you know, if there's a way to reach a compromise with Republicans on any of the issues that he feels strongly about, he'll do that. And his political past tells me that, you know, a step forward is a good thing, even though he would like to, you know, take two or three steps forward if he can work out agreements with the Republican majority in the House or Senate. I think he will do that.
See, I also anticipate this, maybe a shakeup in his cabinet. I mean, that's typically when you see it after the midterms, right after. Are you anticipating any of that? A lot of talk about our mutual friend Doug Jones getting some kind of job in the Biden administration. That'll be one of the things I think will be very interesting coming out of the midterms.
Well, I don't anticipate a great deal of change, but there could be some. I don't foresee any places that would be an easy fit for Doug Jones, but you know, he wanted to be Attorney General, but that was clearly not going to happen. So we'll see. But I do think going forward, if Republicans gain control of the House and the Senate, or one or the other, I think that you'll see President Biden, more willing to sit down with Republicans and try to work out some compromises and move his agenda forward.
What do you think Congress looks like? I mean, obviously, I think Schumer probably sticks around and still the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. The House, though, is going to be fascinating to watch. A lot of talk about Hakeem Jeffries. Pelosi is running for re-election, but there's a lot of people anticipate that she won't stick around if she's no longer Speaker. Same with Clyburn. Steny Hoyer is sort of the old guard. Are we looking at kind of a new era of Democrat Party leadership in the House?
Well, I think they're, the younger, more activist members of Congress who are Democrats will be clamoring for a change. While they have, they have respect for Nancy Pelosi because she has, held things together. They still would like to have, one of their own, as Speaker. I don't anticipate anything changing there. My guess is she'll remain the leader of the minority leader if the Republicans gain the majority in the House.
Oh, so you think she's going to stick around for the time being?
I think so.
We'll see how that goes. It used to be not too long ago when you had a big election loss that you would have the leadership have to step aside or whatever in Congress, but that hasn't been the case for Republicans. I mean, how many elections has Mitch McConnell gone through that he's lost? And Pelosi, I mean, going back to before 06, that wave election for Democrats, I mean, she's been minority leader and she has been Speaker off and on. So is that kind of an old tradition that's no longer with us today?
I think that's one of the old traditions that's no longer with us. But it could happen, but I don't see that happening. And I say that because I think because of how she responded during the January 6th insurrection, because of her being calm and cool and steadfast and her willingness to work with the Vice President Mike Pence to move the counting of the electoral votes forward, and I think this recent incident of the attack on her husband all sort of plays into we need to let her stay for a little while longer. So my guess is there won't be any change in that. And I don't know whether it's so much a ignoring the tradition of stepping aside or just showing respect for her because of her her leadership during a couple of critical times.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Joe Biden 2024. If not Joe Biden, then who? Like who is the bench? Who's coming off the bench there? Who do you like? Who are you watching these next few years?
Well, my guess is that that President Biden will be challenged if he decides to run again. I'm not convinced that he will make the race, but he may well. Certainly Gavin Newsom from California, but there are other governors who are, anxious and willing to step into the arena. So I would not expect anyone to jump into the presidential race from the, the senators like Cory Booker and there may be some of those folks that jump back in, but governors usually have the advantage in a presidential race. So I would think that there'd be some younger, progressive Democratic governors who will want to, get into the arena.
Governor, well, we got to leave it there, but we always appreciate your time. Always appreciate you coming on, and maybe we get you on again soon. But thank you so much once again.
My pleasure, Jeff. You have a bright and beautiful rest of your day.
You do the same. That was former Governor Don Siegelman there with us. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.